I think this is pretty much a thumbs up for the Fair Work legislation, and the government will be very happy with that. The review goes through a number of statistics and data on the operation of the legislation and what's been happening in the broader economy since it's been in force, and really finds no evidence at all of any adverse impacts. And indeed, the view of the review panel is that the legislation is operating pretty much as was originally intended.
Now, one criticism of the review would be that that was a bit of a foregone conclusion, given some of the people on the panel. Of course, Dr. John Edwards formerly worked as part of the Keating government, and Ron McCallum certainly was opposed to the work choices legislation. Would you say that's a fair assessment, that it was unlikely that there would be a big cross against the Fair Work Act?
Well, each of the members of the panel are very respected professionals in their different fields. At the same time, I think it's fairly clear that the government didn't appoint anyone to this review panel who would have been expected to come out and espouse radical labour market deregulation. That's true. But I do think the review panel has done an independent and very fair job in presenting and collating the evidence about the impact of the legislation.
Business groups have come out largely disappointed with the review, saying it didn't focus enough on individual flexibility, and it also didn't provide for enough restriction on what can be included in agreements. Do they have a bit of a point there?
Well, publicly, I'm sure the employer groups are going to be very disappointed with the review, because they had called for some fairly radical changes, some of which would have involved taking the legislation back into the work choices territory. But I suspect that privately, they would never have expected many of those arguments to get up. And in fact, there are a significant number of changes that the review has proposed that align with employer group recommendations or proposals. In terms of being able to show that some of the features of the legislation that the employer groups have been complaining about has had a practical impact, evidence simply wasn't there. There was a lot of assertion, but very little evidence that could be put to the panel to persuade it of the need for change.
So in particular, with regards to the matters that can be included in agreements, are you saying that the review just didn't find any evidence that extraneous matters to the employment relationship are being included in agreements and are resulting in strike action, for instance?
Well, it's quite clear that the matters that can be dealt with in agreements now are broader than under work choices. But in fact, they're very consistent with the position that obtained under the Workplace Relations Act over the first 10 years or so of the Howard government's time in office. What the panel has said is that the position now is clearer than it used to be, and also it's pointed out the fact that there's simply no evidence of any increased levels or significantly increased levels of industrial disputation. So again, while we're certainly hearing a lot from the business community about the Fair Work Act causing a lot of problems, and there's no doubt there are some flashpoints, particularly out in the resources sector, it's very hard to say that that's being replicated across the economy, and it's certainly hard to attribute many of the problems that are being encountered in the resources sector to what's actually in the legislation.
There were some calls for a return to increased ability to go to compulsory arbitration, obviously reflecting back on last year's Qantas dispute, for instance. That wasn't recommended by the panel.
I think this is probably one of the relatively few surprising aspects of the report today. I think many people had expected that, as both unions and employers in their different ways have been calling for, that there would be a lowering of the threshold for compulsory arbitration where you've got substantial industrial disputes and particularly long-running disputes. But what the panel has said there, as it's said in relation to a wide range of matters, is that there still hasn't been time yet to work out how the legislation is actually operating. The panel is saying we should give more time to see how the legislation actually works in relation to some of the long-running disputes that are currently around.
Although the business argument there is, why wait for judicial interpretation when you can clarify the laws?
Well, and indeed, in certain respects, the review panel was prepared to come out and say that certain interpretations that have been given by the court should be overturned. Many of those proposals, in fact, most of them, actually favour employer interests. I do think it's a little surprising that there wasn't more acknowledgement of some of the roadblocks in the legislation at the moment for intervention by the independent umpire. But the review panel's view was that the Act is trying to strike a balance between encouraging parties to take responsibility for bargaining and providing some last resort mechanisms where bargaining completely breaks down. It's expressed confidence in the current provisions once they're fully worked through by parties.
Now, you did have some involvement in the drafting of the Fair Work Act, correct?
I had a involvement at a very technical level. That is, I was assisting the department, not the minister's office or the government directly, in trying to ensure that the legislation was kept as simple as possible. I don't think it is as simple as it could be, but it's certainly a great improvement on what we had over the previous 15 or 20 years.
Given that involvement, if you had to pick one or two changes to the legislation that you would like to see, what would they be?
I still think the legislation could be quite significantly simplified in a number of areas. There are, I think, a few missed opportunities in this review to look at that. But at the same time, there is a bigger picture here, and the main focus of this review really isn't so much on the fine detail of the legislation as whether it's working in the way that the government had intended. And the finding today, which I think is probably about right, is that the legislation is doing the job that Labor wanted it to do.